This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It looks like they're just about going to be topping records hopefully soon. There was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work, but there was an actual shooting.
All right, so there was some chaos at the White House. In fact, you heard it there. You could hear the clicks of the shutters of the cameras going off. The president suddenly leaving his briefing because being told that there were shots that were fired outside the White House. Doesn't get any crazier in 2020. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome to the week that is, and the president escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room, and that was during the coronavirus conversation. He came back moments later saying there was a shooting outside the White House that was under control. You heard a little piece of that. He said there was an actual shooting. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. The shots were actually fired by law enforcement, and it was a suspect who was shot. So the president even said that, and that's exactly what happened. The shooting took place at 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, rather, just blocks from the White House. Law enforcement, they were there. They were still trying to determine the suspect's motive. That's the whole thing. He's transferred to a local hospital. The District of Columbia Fire Department has said he had serious or possibly critical injuries. They're investigating whether he had a history of mental illness or not, and asked if he was shaken by what happened. The president said to the reporters, "I don't know. Do I seem rattled?" So it's a very strange thing to witness because it was almost like playing out in slow motion. I was watching it when it happened live, and there was this conversation, and then all of a sudden, just kind of slowly walking away, and it made you think, "Wow, what's happened?" Because you know something happened. Something had happened to pull him out of that situation. It kind of reminded me of Bush during 9/11 when he was reading to the kids in Florida, and there's a whisper into his ear, and then he was up slowly and looked had a strange look in his face, and then left the room. And of course, that was horrific what happened after that. But in this case, there are still questions that have to be answered, but it's a very strange thing. And of course, the presidents, any presidents, are targets. We know that. That's why you have so much Secret Service. The White House itself is a target, or along with the occupants, of course, in it. And almost every presidency has had some crazy thing that's happened, but it's usually thwarted. So it's very strange. Bunch of kind of vagueness about, what happened there and what was the motivation. Was this just someone who was mentally ill and they decided this was the day they were going to somehow break through and get to the president or get to the White House or whatever? All of that is being uncovered, I guess you'll say. That's the best way to put that. Life as we know it certainly has flipped, and it has flipped on coronavirus and where we are with the coronavirus and deaths in the world and in the country and what's going on with the vaccine and whether kids are going back to school or not. We talked about that in many, many previous shows. But I'll give you the hard, cold truth of just the numbers, right? 163 people have died from COVID-19. That's out of 5.8 million cases worldwide. 733,000 deaths, 0.2 million people have recovered, including that includes the total in the U.S. Confirmed cases overall, 20 million. It's interesting. I had a great discussion with somebody who's coming up later in the show from New Zealand, and they were in Auckland, New Zealand, and I asked about, you know, granted, in New Zealand is much different than the United States based on the amount of of people we have, number one, in the United States, the population, the way our states are laid out, all of that. But they've got about 5 million people or so in New Zealand, and it's pretty amazing when it comes to COVID-19. They have not had the outbreaks that so many other places have had. Yes, they've had it, but they haven't had the transmissions. It's been 100 days with no community coronavirus transmissions, actually 101. So here's the thing that's happened. This is the difference. It was lockdown. A lot of people didn't agree with it, but they were pretty much locked down. And you've got lawyers in New Zealand who are saying there's a surge in separations as a result of the COVID lockdown. So divorce lawyers have mega amount of cases coming their way because people are discovering they're not so happy with their situations. But it's a big milestone that they hit. But people had to agree. Well, they didn't have to agree. They were told this is the lockdown. This is what we're doing. And they didn't agree with it. A lot of people were upset that pretty much they would immediately, if somebody was trying to not obey the whole lockdown thing, the law, they would fine them, etc. But they didn't have a lot of people that weren't doing it. People came together and did it. So it worked for them. But they also nipped this right at the very beginning. So there was no questions in the beginning. Everybody just did it. They just did what the government said, and that was it. And now, you know, they're kind of puffing their chests out. They feel good about it. And that's exactly what the person I talked to said, that really Kiwis, they call themselves, feel great and feel very sad for what they're seeing in the rest of the world and the fact that we're at that 20 million mark, and there's just question marks about so much. And you can't help. Somebody said to me, well, does everything have to be COVID? No, it doesn't, except for so much of our life is absolutely about sidestepping this and figuring out what can we do, what can't we do, how do we get it around this, what are we going to do economically speaking when it comes to the stimulus and that now tug of war that doesn't seem to end. It looked like we were going to have some sort of a deal between the Democrats and the Republicans, and now it certainly does not seem that way. And the cancellation of so many events is just absolutely crippling the restaurant business, the tourism business, I mean, you name it, and they've been stung by this in some way. They, meaning companies, people, things that small businesses try to do and thrive, etc., in this world that we live in now called coronavirus. The guy who owns Shake Shack, another person I know, I'm getting involved with this telethon I'm excited about, and I'll talk about it as we get closer to it on September 5th. It's for shaken baby syndrome, which is horrific. But I had a conversation with somebody who's part of the organizing of it, and he said to me that he had a conversation with a business partner of Shake Shack, one of them, and Shake Shack, of course, is okay. It's fast food, and they're open. But the restaurants, the other restaurants they own, they're at 3% employment, which there were 20 restaurants in New York. So 3% employment in those restaurants. We know people are struggling and trying to figure out how can they reopen, how can they get back to business, but how do we beat back this SOB called COVID-19? Coming up, it's the Biker Rally. Yep, in Sturgis. Seems to be going strong, but there's a pretty famous band getting knocked around for playing at the rally. What band? I'll tell you next.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I tell you that this is the private club of the Satan's helpers?
Nobody hit me to that, dude.
It's off limits!
Oh. Well, my mistake. Guess I'll be on my way then. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
But a party in Sturgis. I mean, listen, I have nothing against motorcycles, but Smash Mouth played to a packed, unmasked crowd at the motorcycle rally that goes on and on and on. And I think I said this in a previous show that the Sturgis, you know, bike rally is $800 million. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the haul, which is incredible when you think about it. So it's been going on for a long time. Anyone who's anyone in the biker world, leisure riders, gangs of riders, whoever, it doesn't matter. It's all copacetic, except for we have coronavirus. I read the New York Post today, it said F that COVID blank. Smash Mouth, you fill in the blank, plays to thousands of bikers at a rally. I mean, so people were looking at this like, oh, dudes, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the reaction from the music world, boy, some people really smashed back at them. I mean, this is an iconic 10-day festival. We know it. We know 250,000 motorcycle enthusiasts, I guess is the way to put it, you know, come there. They go to the rallies. And sure, they're down in numbers because normally you could almost double that. But social distancing was happening a little bit. And then, of course, as time goes on, the guard gets let down and then it doesn't matter anymore. And because of Smash Mouth getting beat up by people all over Twitter and then getting supported by some too, they said they didn't have any control over what safety measures attendees followed, but claimed that most of them were on their motorcycles. It eliminated a lot of physical contact between them and created a forced social distance. And then there was the release by the band's manager, Robert Hayes, who said, "The Smash Mouth organization is taking this pandemic very seriously and has taken measures to keep our band, crew, and fans as safe as possible during this time." Except, Robert, when you're at a big motorcycle rally and people are there, woo, freewheeling it, so to speak. So I have no doubt that things were sanitized backstage and that there were things that happened. There were precautions for the band coming in and out and, you know, all of that. Sure, absolutely. But I just think of the people that are there, and I saw the pictures. There was tons of people. They weren't masked. They were on top of each other. They were having a good time, which normally, wow, move over. I'll have a good time with you. But because of what we've seen and what happens when somebody goes back into the community, what they drag back with them, that's the problem, right? That's the problem. But I'm not here to police your behavior either. If that's the way you want to roll, then that's the way you roll. And I just pray that nobody in your family gets it and you don't give it to anyone in your family so that you have to live with regret for the rest of your life. And I'm starting to speak from experience now because I have had friends who have gotten this. I've had two friends who have gotten this. One I work with for a long time, and he didn't expect to get it. And he was in a sports situation that was so sanitized. Oh, it was so sanitized. Yeah, they made sure everything, all the protocol, everything was set up. And, of course, his family then comes down with the virus, and he's out of the hospital, but he had some shaky moments in the hospital. And there are others, other friends that I know that have it, and people I've worked with where two of them lost their fathers. I've talked about that, and we've had people on the show that have had COVID-19. I mean, listen, it's life-changing. We know it. We're in the middle of this right now, but we've got to find a way to get through this. I mean, look, even the president's saying now that they're talking about barring some citizens from coming into the country. They're weighing more restrictions on the U.S.-Mexico border, which could include citizens and lawful permanent residents, because, hey, same thing, we're going down to Tijuana, we're taking a little vacation in Mexico, and they're going to try to close some of those gates off, seal the borders more, but not for only what you're thinking. Ooh, that's illegals, crush the illegals, and the horrible situation we've seen before. No, we're talking about travel restrictions, and those options are heavily being weighed. Barring Americans from returning to the U.S. on a limited basis because of the fears that they may be infected with coronavirus. Yeah. And let me tell you, it's easy to forget. It's easy to think, well, if I just go here and I'm distancing and the pool is closed off and the workout room's closed off. I mean, look, even me, the Hubs, is going stir crazy. He's like, boy, we've got to get out of here. Let's go to Mexico. Right away I said, really? We may not be getting out of Mexico. I might be trying to find a place to do a show from, and how are we social distancing, and how are we protecting the people around us? So, of course, we would be a moving target. And that's what's happening with U.S. citizens and the lawful permanent residents. The legal challenges that they're going to face, I think, are going to be pretty high and, you know, high and wide, because this is the perfect storm to roll out a border ban and roll out one after another after another. And my goodness, I would not be shocked to see that. All right, schools. I've mentioned schools and what's going to happen with schools, and still there are so many that are trying to open. I was listening to Dr. Fauci today, who says there are areas where they can, if they do it safely, stagger it, that whole thing could open, and we have to have schools open because of the ripple effects of not having kids going to school. What that does to families who are home, and what happens through a community when the school isn't open, but the petri dish that is, if you open it up, there's no masking, there's no staggering, there's none of that. We see what happened in Georgia. So a school reopened, and one child infected 25 teachers. And the teachers, with whatever they may have, diabetes, any kind of conditions, they are vulnerable too. Every system's different, but the basic premise is one person gets it, how many people could they possibly infect? And that creates the chaos. If there was only a way to control the chaos, and that's what we're hoping happens sooner rather than later, but so much of it hinges on what goes on with this vaccine and how quickly the vaccine is effective, works, people get it. But that's so, trying to figure out how to get it to people and all of that is so far down the road right now that we can't even think of that. We just have to really want these tests to go well. Let's put it that way. Derecho. 100-mile-an-hour winds. You have any idea what I'm talking about? I'm talking about a storm. Yes, a line of severe storms slamming through downtown Chicago and some of the surrounding areas, trees, power lines, boom. You know, when I say 100-mile-an-hour winds, what are you thinking? Of course, immediately you're going to rip trees from the earth and power lines are going to fly down. And I looked at a lot of what that damage was, and it was bad. And it wasn't just in Chicago. A lot of businesses in the Midwest without power, about a third of all customers. I got people listening to this show in Iowa, and hopefully you're listening to the show because a lot of people do not have power. It was so bad that it was just like a movie where you see pieces of boards that become weapons because they're flying from other buildings into walls of houses, narrowly missing, smashing people that are standing inside the house. Windows breaking, doors being ripped off, more than just the roof, like that can opener effect. And near St. Louis, eastern Missouri, southern Illinois, Michigan, they got slammed with this too. Maybe not 100-mile-an-hour winds, but pretty severe winds. And the storm part of derecho is moving out of Iowa and into northern Illinois and created all that severe weather. Never a dull moment. Never. Thank you, Mother Nature. Joe says, ugh, Kate, what gives? Empty stadium in Vegas? What? Tell me about the NFL. We'll talk about it next.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we've experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashari's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News. Gun violence continues to rise in the District of Columbia. So far, over 580 people have been shot in the city this year, a rise of over 55%. Police are currently looking for at least four shooters that opened fire into a crowd of hundreds of people, killing one and injuring 22 others. 17-year-old Christopher Brown was killed, and an off-duty police officer was shot in the neck and remains in serious condition. At least 100 rounds were fired by what police believe to be at least four shooters on the scene. Only one of the weapons have been recovered. And then later in the day in the District of Columbia, there was a shooting at the White House. Dr. Sonia Angel, California's top public health official, has resigned, not providing a reason for her resignation. But it comes just days after the state said it fixed a major error that caused a delay in reporting COVID-19 results. On August 1st, California became the first U.S. state to hit over 500,000 coronavirus cases. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Let's be honest, I could probably take any one of you out there and get that same reaction. You could probably do that mailbag segment. Because, frankly, that sounds exhausted, right? How we all are exhausted. Do you notice that? People think they have chronic fatigue syndrome, and some do when they survive COVID-19. But I think the rest of us are getting that fatigue is getting to us. Naps in the day, barely able to keep our eyes open, whatever it is. I don't think there's anyone that I've talked to recently, and I'm saying all ages, shapes, sizes, that hasn't told me, wow, they just feel wiped out. I mean, just completely wiped out. All right, let's dive into the mailbag once again. You can send me your thoughts. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. That's the email. Got this one from Joe. I mentioned it on the way out. Vegas, like a ghost town. What gives? What about the empty stadium? People are very curious about what's happening with the NFL. And so for Vegas and football, it was going to be like such a huge coming out. Like, wow, now yet at Allegiant Stadium, we have this incredible deal because we've got NFL here, and Mark Davis was excited, and now you've got the live odds and all of that. We'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens with the NFL. If you look at the way it's moving along, you would think, oh, okay, it's fine. But I had a lot of conversations today off the air. I talked with a woman whose son is a trainer for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, Doug Peterson, the coach of the Eagles, got COVID-19 after he said, oh, we're really sanitizing, everything feels really safe, I feel good about it, and then he got it, so he's self-isolating, doing everything through Zoom, talking to trainers and other people that way. I mean, this is how we live. We, even if you're in a bubble and they make you another bubble, it doesn't mean that bubble can't be pierced, and it doesn't mean you can't go through this in a milder way than some of the harsh or horrible ways people have gotten it. But I think the NFL is risky to me with the fact that this is coming from someone who covered it for a long time, stood on the sidelines, flew with the Dallas Cowboys, and covered the Giants and the 49ers and, you know, the name the team, and I'm sure I went to their stadium and interviewed some of their players. And this is a grindy, dirty, rough sport. It's, you know, you're not sanitizing the players when they're on the field. And I guess, you know, can you put a certain shield in front of them? But then that's going to get fogged up. And I see problems with this. But, you know, if I'm going to be optimistic, I'll be optimistic. And I'll say, yeah, great, let's bring it. Let's see what happens. I mean, do you just try and go from there and see if it becomes a reality and there are people that come down with COVID, but they get through it? So the Raiders are going to play their home games at Allegiant Stadium in Paradise, Nevada in 2020. And this is a very, very big deal that this came to pass, this came to be. The people in Oakland were furious, and it's like perhaps their wrath. Wow. COVID-19. I don't think you're going to see fans. And let's see if we have some kind of a season. And I think that's what you're asking me. So the stadium, I actually have driven by it. The stadium is beautiful, yes. But will fans occupy it? Probably not. And will we have an NFL season? If you're going in a different direction asking me that question, I don't know. It could start off. There could be a couple of weeks. But if something starts like a wildfire and more players get it, then it may get shut down. Might. Look, Major League Baseball hasn't been shut down yet. NBA hasn't been shut down yet. Hockey hasn't been shut down yet. So let's see what happens. All right, speaking of being shut down, college football. Yeah, because you've got the MAC conference and so many others who are saying, yeah, we can't do this. So the question then becomes, are more conferences saying we're not going to play, you know, like you had the Mountain West, they're not going to play fall college football, they're not going to do the season. So as another one falls, then another one goes. So college football leaders trying to figure out what to do, some say they're getting it wrong, and this is another multi-billion dollar business in America, and there's so much division. And they're frozen when it comes to making the tough decision as to whether or not this is going to happen. I think the more they delay it and heel drag, the worse it gets. Just make a decision, focus on it, go for it, and then just live with it. Right? Big Ten, moving toward a cancellation of fall sports. They know. Do we pull the plug? A lot of people are pulling the plug, and I think the more that pull the plug, like I said, the more that you're going to see that there's going to be pressure for the others to not do it. In fact, it's interesting because Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and the Clemson players are saying, hashtag, we want to play, period. We want to play. Hashtag, we want to play. And President Trump endorsing that through a retweet. And players are saying, we're going to figure out a way to make that a reality. We're going to try to play. They're not even saying we're going to try to play. They're saying, we want to play. we want to play. All right, Jake sent me this in Austin. Katie, I have family in Chicago. I don't know if I ever told you that or not, because now I've been listening to your show for so long, but it is a war zone. People have gone crazy. They are looting on the Magnificent Mile. This isn't any kind of racist rant. It is the truth. I have photographs from a friend of mine, and I think you've seen the video and whatnot. It's very, very sad. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is unglued by all of this and telling people to stop it. And why are they doing this? And we will get you. Yeah, you know, 100 people were arrested, 13 cops were injured, hundreds of smashed, hundreds from the stores along Magnificent Mile, just smashed. And they call it Magnificent Mile because it's like all those big stores, expensive stores and other stores and specialty stores and little mom and pop stores mixed in. So 400 police officers were at the downtown Chicago area because they saw, this is what happened, they saw posts on social media encouraging a caravan of cars to go loot. So on social media, come down and join the looting. There's great stuff down here. Smash and grab. So that's what they were monitoring. And they were monitoring it because something happened earlier in the day where police officers wounded a 20-year-old man who had a long criminal record and who shot at them. And then there was a Facebook video that was circulated falsely claiming police had shot and killed a 15-year-old boy, so it wasn't true, but it got put up on Facebook. So it was any kind of a protest. It was no protest. There were no signs. It was just flat out looting, violence, whatever. People going in and out of stores, carrying shopping bags full of merch, running out of a bank that had its windows smashed. And more crowds got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you had the officers who were trying to do what they could to stop it. And so a lot of them were injured. And the mayor said, this is abject criminal behavior. It's not, and I like that you said this, this is not legitimate First Amendment protected speech. These were not poor people engaged in petty theft to feed themselves and their family. This is straight up felony criminal conduct crap. That's what this is. So the city's activated a neighborhood protection program that they put in place to know that people are safe. So there's traveling restrictions in and out of the downtown, and they're in place who knows how long in the week. So 8 p.m. till 6 a.m. Tuesday, you're not going in or out. And then you had the storm that was coming in, just major, major problems in the city of Chicago. And this was the latest thing. I mean, of course, people flipping up false videos, that certainly doesn't help any. But it wasn't a protest. She was right about that. There was nothing being protested there. It was just strictly a looting scenario. Like, that's what we're going to do, and that's it. Got this one from Amy. Kate, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Kamala Harris or is it Susan Rice? Who do you think the VP is going to be for Joe Biden? And can a woman overcome some of the problems with Joe Biden? Well, that's a discussion that could go on and on and on. And this is what I call the undercard. And the undercard's important because what can this woman do? You're right, to change something in the Biden camp or to add to it. Senator Harris, I think, is who they're going to go with. But, hey, it could be Susan Rice. You know, Harris has been elected before. Rice has been appointed, so she hasn't ever been elected to office. And I think there are others that are certainly on his list. But I believe that the direction he'll go in is probably Harris. We'll see. I mean, in a way, the stakes are high for the VP on this one. I mean, he's 77. If he wins, Joe Biden were to win and President Trump doesn't get a part two, he would be 78 by Inauguration Day on January 20th. And he'd be the oldest president in U.S. history. There's a piece of trivia for you if that happens. So whoever the VP is, people may look a lot closer at that, maybe. Maybe that'll happen. I think that's who it is, though. And we'll probably know later in the week. The music means that I got to exit stage right or left. It doesn't matter because this is virtual, so you have no idea what direction I'm going in. Her story coming up next, and it's about a famous swimmer who I actually interviewed and like. Who is it? We'll tell you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Missy Copeland didn't take up ballet until she was 13, but she overcame the odds and excelled at every level, getting her first big break with the American Ballet Theatre Company Studio Group. In 2015, she landed on the cover of Time magazine as one of the most 100 influential people in the world. She's also performed on Broadway and On the Town and even toured as a featured dancer for Prince. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, Missy Copeland, who is somebody who is like a swimmer with the way her grace about her with the American Ballet Theater. I got to see her dance one time, pretty incredible, and actually had an interview with her, and she just has been through so much in her life. The part of the story you don't know is she had a wicked custody battle when she was a kid, and here she was, this prodigy. She didn't even start ballet, as I mentioned there, until she was a teenager, but she had to deal with some chaos in her family. between the ages of like 3 and 7. She lived with her mother and her mother's third husband, and the family moved a couple of times. She eventually married a fourth husband, and so there's a lot of this kind of stuff happening with her. And eventually she wanted to be emancipated, and it turned out that, you know, ultimately she got representation, and there was some crazy things that happened, you know, where there was lots of arguments with her mother and her influence, and she was distraught because she wouldn't be able to dance. And, you know, emancipation was something she just heard one day when she was in school, and it was pretty common with young performers to secure their financial and residential independence from parents. And as much as there were people that would say, oh yeah, of course, the parents dragged them from this practice or from this workout routine, etc. But in her case, there was so many things that happened, running away, etc. And eventually the custody controversy was published all over the place, the LA Times and in every magazine you can imagine. And they finally heard the case. And finally, she got that freedom that she wanted, and of course made a huge difference. I think then what happened to her is her runway was a little bit clear. I'll say it was clear of some of the obstacles, the mental obstacles and hurdles, and then she really, really soared. And she became that first woman, the first African American woman to be promoted to principal dancer, which is pretty thrilling for the American Ballet Theater. They had never had that in the history of almost 75 years, but she deserved it. She was incredible at what she did, and she earned that spot, no doubt. Listen, anybody who can do what they do, any of those athletes, whether it's in a pool or whether it's you know, on your toes and doing the things that the people that are in the ballet world have. I have tremendous respect, the hours, etc., that they put in. And think about those people and the performances lost as the age creeps up on them because we're in the pandemic and opportunities may be missed with some people because they're not able to grab those opportunities that they were working for. And they may be out of the running for it by the time we come back from COVID-19. So it's life altering, even for those who have made it. It's she wouldn't want you to cry any tears for her, I'm sure, but it does make a difference in your path. Let's put it that way. All right, speaking of paths, the tech world is pretty interesting, and what they're trying to do for example, the Pentagon offers now military airwaves for 5G wireless networks. And you think of 5G, and they're freeing up a big chunk of the airwaves for high-speed internet. And it's part of a push for why? To get ahead of China in the deployment of 5G. If there's one thing that Americans really thrive on, it's competition, and especially against the Chinese. And they announced, the administration, the Trump administration announced on Monday, they had identified radio spectrum used for radar defense systems that could be shared with commercial telecom providers without compromising national security. Ooh, bring on the 5G. Fifth generation. Faster, less lag. That's what we want, right? As faster, bigger, badder as you can get us there without blogging it down and having to reset. 5G is important, that technology, and the data speeds are important. And China has been investing in building out networks using lower and middle bands, and they're having their own great success with that. So we can't wait for years, especially when others are moving fast, to be able to leverage all their resources and power of what they've got and centralize it. Yeah, so watch for that. Watch to see what happens. Are you going to start to get more about 5G? Is it going to become more available? Is there going to be more conversations about that? All right, the conversation on the Hill as we traverse from her story something lighter and celebratory to what will we be celebrating when it comes to the stimulus and the money that ultimately those that are unemployed get. The president signed that executive order, issued three memorandums on Saturday night, no less, including one that will provide an additional $400 a week in unemployment benefits to millions of out-of-work Americans following the fallout from the pandemic. And sadly, this is, of course, what happens. There are a lot of people that are facing a drop in that money at a time when the virus, the cases are spiking again and more states are pausing their reopenings, which, of course, derails our economic recovery because you already have millions of people who are out of work. But there was the question of, can he do that? And what's happening on the Hill and how fast can they have something become a reality? For states, it's going to create more headaches, I think. Because what can they, will they be able to use the unemployment system to pay out the funds if it's illegal under what they call the Stafford Act? Would they have to create new systems to give out the money, or other government entities might be called on to have to do that? What happens with the tax system? Yeah, if you could just throw a blanket on it, wouldn't that be great? But unfortunately, no. If you look at, you know, the measure would allow states to provide the $400. 75% comes from federal government disaster relief funds. Then states would have to pick up that 25%. You pick up 25% of the check. So that means federal contributions would provide only $300. The state would have to fund the other $100. And that's when some of these state governments, they furloughed people, they've had a wave of layoffs, they don't have the technical savviness to be able to deal with that. I think that allocating into that direction might be, for bigger areas, might not be a mess or a nightmare, but for smaller areas, it absolutely will be. I mean, absolutely. No question about that. I don't know if you're seeing this or not. It's worth a quick mention here at the tail end of the show. One place you would never catch Misty Copeland would be, I don't think, on an electric bicycle. But electric bikes are big. Why? Because, number one, you can probably get a good deal on them. It's tough to get a regular bike anymore in a store. And they're soaring during this pandemic. But what about the safety of them? Simon Cowell, who you know as the America's Got Talent judge, broke his back in an electric bike accident. And so now there's questions about it. He's a 60-year-old mogul, had to undergo surgery, serious surgery, because of what happened over the weekend. He was trying out his new e-bike in the courtyard of his home. 6-hour surgery, placing a metal rod in his back. Ooh. But tons of people are doing it. But right, more mobility, physical distancing, transportation in the age of COVID. There's a lot you can do on an electric bike. So sales have soared. E-bikes were up 24.7%. That's huge. Almost 25% it leapt in the last 5 months. The economy takes and gives in different areas because of Rona. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can flip me your thoughts at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Shout out to Nathan and Mo Flam.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.